In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Gospel for today is Luke chapter 14, reading from verse 15 to verse 24. When one of those who sat at table with him thirsted, he said to him, "Blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God."
But he said to him, "A man once gave a great banquet and invited many. And at the time for the banquet, he sent his servant to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, for all is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I have bought a field, and I must go out and see it. I tell you, have an excuse.' And another said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to examine them. I pray you, have me excused.' And another said, 'I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.' So the servant came and reported it to the master. Then the householder in anger said to his servant, 'Go out quickly to the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in the poor and maimed and blind and lame.' And the servant said, 'Sir, what you commanded has been done, and still there is room.' And the master said to the servant, 'Go out to the highways and hedges, and compel people to come in, that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste my banquet.' So ends the gospel." Brothers and sisters in Christ, how many times you have heard those words read, and how many times many of you have preached upon them? It's the well-known story of the householder who gives the banquet, and as the old authorized version took the response, they all with one consent began to make excuse. We're gathered here today as a group of people who are studying the Word of God and the task that the Lord of the Church has given each of us to be the bearers of the householder's invitation. It's good that we look at these words as they apply to us. What role do you think of for yourself as you hear that parable read and as you preach it? I would call attention to at least 3 roles that pertain to all of us. First and foremost is the recognition that the invitation of the householder has been extended to us, and that you and I are even now eating his banquet feast. It's all too often it's simple for the professional minister, theologian, pastor, church workers to think of others for whom the invitation is extended, particularly in a group like this one. People who are ready to go to all parts of the world and to come from many parts of the world. It's very simple for us to always think of the others for whom the great invitation is extended. Brothers and sisters, the invitation to eat with the King is given to you. And may that be your strengthened mind again these days as we speak on the wonderful, wonderful banquet prepared for us in word and sacrament. A second role suggested by this parable has us think of all these people that make excuses. And I could just imagine the many sermons you have preached, for I have preached many on this text too, in which we categorize all of the excuse-making of the congregation sitting before us. There are so many modern counterparts to the excuse-makers. 2 of the excuses are largely economic, and another is social, and that hasn't changed too much in our own day and age. People invited to speak on the good news of God and Jesus Christ, even today, begin with one consent to make excuse. The one is too busy, the other is preoccupied, and the other wants to put it off for some time in the future, always thinking that there are more things important in his or her life than eating at banquet with the king. But brothers and sisters, we're still among them, aren't we? You and I who have tasted the good feast, and who extend the invitation to others to feast with us, all too often find ourselves in the position of the excuse maker. And this word comes to us as a word of law to remember again and again that those of us who excuse ourselves from this banquet feast are under God's judgment for that. But there's a third rule, and a more important and a more comforting one. That's to see ourselves as professional pastors, workers of the Lord in his vineyard, in the role that is played in this parable by the servant. The invitation to the great banquet is given out by the servant of the king. And throughout the narrative, you see them scurrying here and there with the invitation to come, for all is now ready. They go to various parts of the world as the invitations are declined, as people make excuses and do not come. They first go to the city and bring in the poor and the maimed and the blind and the lame, and then they go to the highways and the hedges, out into the rural parts and the remote parts of the world. That's our world, brothers and sisters. We are heralds of the king. We are scurrying to all the parts of the world, to the cities and to the rural parts of the world. We are talking to the maimed, the poor, the blind, the lame. Our task, no less than those in the parable, is to compel them to come in. And that's why we're gathered here today. And why you and I are working together in a special way in these days in our summer session, to enable us to do that servant task more effectively, to be able to hear the excuse makers and to respond to them, to enhance our own gifts God has given us, to compel them to come in, to hold before the eyes and the appetites of men the banquet feast of God in his wise rest, in his infinite goodness, in the sweetness of this meal. What a wonderful story this is. What a wonderful message it is for you and me on this day. For it reminds us that the meal itself, which we are now eating, is also the reason for our ministry. That our role is that of the inviter to the feast of the king. That every course that we study, every program in which we are engaged, is designed to help us bring the invitation to the banquet feast. It's interesting how often throughout Scripture the Holy Spirit has used the imagery of eating to portray the goodness of God. You can think of many, many instances throughout the Old Testament, the manna and prayer, the way the Lord sustained the prophet, the imagery of Isaiah's messianic banquet feast, and the great highlight, perhaps in all of Holy Scripture and in fact of all Christian existence, the sacred meal of the body and blood of the Lord himself. Right before he died, his way of sealing his last testament and covenant for us and for all men was to institute a supper. What a wonderful feast it is. May you and I eat it, profit from it, be sustained by it, and invite others to come and eat with us. In Jesus' name, amen.